producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we'll just start off this week together, all warm and cozy. I don't know, it's not warm and cozy in most of the United States. I looked at the map today. It's kind of, even here today. I was in Denver over the weekend to see my mom, and it was like 19 below or something. Like below zero.
That's uncomfortable.
It was cold, yeah, and every time I've gone to Denver, it's either been, this is a true story, it's either been a blizzard, a hurricane, or a tornado. I swear it's going to be locusts next time and, you know, I don't know, frogs.
Locusts would scare me.
Locusts, well, actually, I shouldn't joke about locusts because Colorado does actually get boll weevils, so. And they do actually get locusts. But frogs, not so far. Not so far. Texas gets tree frogs. They actually live in trees, and they jump down, and in the days I was at Rice, we were wearing stiletto heels, and you'd step on a frog. Not a good sound. What? Not intentionally. You'd just be walking around.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I just started off my program talking about stepping on tree frogs. Okay, let's start this entire program
graphic,
again.
Doctor.
Very graphic. Well, and the sound was... All right, so as I said, one of the things that will make you disprove evolution really quickly is getting on or off an airplane. I don't know what makes it so difficult that it's like no one has ever seen an airplane or luggage or an overhead bin before. Watching people get on and off airplanes is truly makes you believe that as a species we are doomed. I mean, plus there was, everybody actually, on this particular flight, I will not mention the airlines because they will sue me, but this is an airline that now charges you, are you ready for this? Charges you for carry-on luggage. Carrying your own, I can see charging you for check luggage because you have to have people involved with that. Somebody has to check you in. There has to be a baggage handler. Somebody has to put it on the airplane. Somebody has to take it off, and those things mount up. So I get that, but carrying your own luggage, I don't get that. And
what are they charging?
$25 a pop.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot. And they also charge for water. It turns out if you get a cup of water, if they just pour you a little thing of water, that's free. If you want a bottle of water or any of the things that on other airlines are free, like a Coke or coffee or tea, $2. So it's not even cheap. And, you know, if you try and you can't bring your own, obviously, liquid from home because it will take it away from you at TSA. You can buy it in the airport, but everything in the airport is basically, you know, double or triple. I mean, it's flying has gotten to be this just kind of exercise in getting the second mortgage and sort of trying not to scream. It's just, I don't know. But it is, you know, I did get to go see my mom. I did a manicure pedicure on her. I spent about 18 hours with her on Saturday. So I figure that'll probably take care of a couple visits for a while.
Some good bonding time.
It really was. It was one of those times where all the other things that I usually... I have other family in Denver, and I usually, you know, I'm usually there for, you know, at least 4 or 5 days and sort of end up going out for dinner and staying with one of them, and none of that happened this time, so I just spent all the time with Mom, which was kind of the point. And it was actually, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but in fact, Manny is training with us today. Say hi, Manny.
Hello. Good morning.
There you go. Isn't that a nice
variety? Where I am, it's good morning.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's afternoon here, but it's foggy, and so it might as well be morning. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, my mom is, and I will tell you this, I found out two things, interestingly enough, and because they come up so often on the program, I'll share them with you, and hope my mother's not listening. My mother, as I mentioned before, is a pack rat. And I finally figured out one of the other reasons that people are pack rats is, you know, I talk a lot about people who went through the Depression and their family lost a lot, so they feel on some level that they can't get back. If they let go of something, they'll never get it back again. They're not going to be able to buy it again, or it won't be available to them. And so they tend to hang on to things. It's also a statement, I think, as people get older, they tend to become more pack rat-ish. Because the sense that they're losing things, like, you know, their friends and their, you know, their eyesight and their ability to climb Kilimanjaro and all those kinds of things. And so it becomes kind of a psychological acting out of, I will hold on to what I've got. But I also, and I think that's also true in my mom's case and most people's case, but I also found out, sort of figured out, another way that she does this is, you know, like, my mom grew up, she's a middle child, which I hadn't actually tumbled to before, even though I knew that. I mean, you know, I try not to be a psychologist in my personal life because it means that you have no personal life. So my mom is a middle child, and she's basically, she was married relatively young, had lots of kids. And so she really, up until very recently in her life, never had, kind of as Virginia Woolf says, a room of her own. And so she is always, even when we were kids, sort of any room that she had, for example, she had the basement of our house, and she would had this thing that we called a mangler. My father bought Brooks Brothers shirts, which were broadcloth, which are very hard to iron. So my mother bought this literally commercial contraption that dry cleaners use and would do his shirts. And I can remember, both my parents at that point in their lives smoked. And I can remember going down to the basement to talk with mom or whatever. And there would be cigarettes all over the floor, not an ashtray. And I remember at the time thinking, man, this is, I mean, I was like maybe 10 years old and think, this is some serious acting out. I mean, I'm not sure I knew the term acting out, but I think my mom was expressing her displeasure in terms of action rather than words. And it finally occurred to me, sort of having some undiluted time with her, that's part of how she marks her turf. She says, this is my turf. It's mine. I'll do exactly what I want here. And it was really sort of, and I said that to her. I said, it's kind of like you're a little kitten tinkling on the furniture. You're saying this is your turf. And she smiled at me. She said, you got it, honey. Which I'd never figured out. I mean, I try and clean up her house, which of course doesn't work at all. So that was number one. Number two, she sort of, at one point said, no, honey, I'm so tired. And I said, Mom, listen to me. I'm only here for basically 36 hours. Do you really want to spend your time with me sleeping? She said, well, I was wanting to be in good shape. I said, Mom, I will tell you the same thing I told my daughter. If you're not projectile vomiting, bleeding from several orifices, and or running a fever of 105, get over it. You're going to school. Because, you know, there are days where you have a headache or a stomach ache or something feels a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what? This is your life. Get on with it.
Gotta fight
and it worked. It worked because, and she gave me the stink eye, which, of course, moms are really good at giving. And I said, Mom, it's not going to work. You know, that this is, I'm not here for very long. And if you really want to spend the time that you have with me in bed, sleeping, it's your choice. But, man, I don't go along with it. And she hauled herself out of bed. And I said, you also can't complain. Because it'll drive me nuts. And we had the best day. We spent 18 hours, and I gave her manicure, pedicure. We played. She beat me at gin rummy. We watched television. We just, you know, it was great. So I've learned, I kind of learned, you know, it's something that you know, but you don't really do because it's your mom. And, you know, and half my brothers and sisters say, oh, let her do whatever she wants. But I thought, this is destructive. And we talked about it. I said, Mom, listen, the more you're in bed, the more you're going to want to sleep.
You know, so you just had to kind of Kickstarter motor a little bit, but
yeah,
once it got
yeah,
going, and, you know, she
yeah,
was good to go.
And she was great. And I said, Mom, this is probably one of the best days you've had in months. And she said, you're absolutely right. She didn't take a nap. We stayed up till like midnight. She was great. So I now have to figure out how to do that from a distance. So I've already called her twice today, but I think she was down at breakfast. I also talked with some of her her neighbors and said, hey, listen, kidnap Mom. Don't let. And I said, Mom, you got to stop going back to your room after breakfast. Because that's, you know, that's the dangerous time. So hopefully that'll work. So there you go. So see, folks, I do the same thing in my life I teach you guys to do. I thought that would be vaguely comforting. Not so much. All right. I also did an early morning interview with a nice lady who's got her own TV show called Sexy at 60. And we were talking about sexy. And she said, you know, sexy always works. And I said, well, sexy may always work, but I'm not sure it's always something you should do, you know, because I think it'll undermine your credibility somewhat. So only I would argue with my host on the title of their program. But all right, so something on your mind, 855-993-7569. And when we come back, Shane will tell you what today is. This is a national holiday, and what his contribution is. We'll let Manny do something as well, but this was Shane's, and I don't think we should shackle Manny with something quite so embarrassing.
Not quite ready for that yet.
Not quite ready. Neither am I. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, you know what? I think I'm going to put Sarah on, and we'll defer Shane temporarily because I know exactly where I can find Shane at all particular times between 12 and 3 Eastern. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm yeah, more or less awake and ready to to rumble. What you got on your mind?
Well, I have a marriage that's having some problems. And, and I'm just trying to figure out, what my part in is all this. And the two things that I've been thinking about is, first of all, do you want me to give you a little bit of background?
Sure. Would that be great. Sure.
I'm 44, my husband's 46, and we have two kids that are 6 and 4, and they're in school and what have you. And so I've noticed that I believe he has a drinking problem, and that's really not being addressed by him in terms of stopping drinking. So that's like kind of an overlying thing that over all this. And then I'm wanting to open up a business, and he's not supporting of that and thinks that I'm just throwing my money away. And so We're having a little bit of tension over that.
All right. How long have you guys actually been married?
10 years.
Okay. Was the decision to have kids a joint decision or one of the others?
If I had to say, it was probably more me pushing for it because we had to go through, you know, some fertility stuff. So, okay. And he has a daughter from a previous marriage, so I'm not really sure about that. So
okay, well,
yeah.
I believe your perspective. What kind of work does he do?
He is an engineer.
Okay, and have you been a stay-at-home mom for the last 6 years?
Yes.
Okay. So the kids are going to both be in school. Well, the 4-year-old is in what, pre-K at this moment?
Right. Yeah.
All day or part day?
All day.
Okay. Before your kids were born, did both of you work?
Yes.
What kind of work did you do then?
I was in clerical, and then I moved to a preschool teacher.
Okay.
Kind of position.
And what's the business you want to start now?
It's like a holistic kind of thing. It's like a therapeutic essential oils and trying to get the family healthy and
okay. Does this require a storefront or is this like Shackley or something like that?
It's just some stuff that you share with your friends and you go to their house and you show
like like a Tupperware party.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of initial investment are you talking about in terms of money?
Well, you have to buy the products. I mean,
right.
And I haven't bought a lot of them. I mean, I think the total I've spent since September is probably like 500 total.
Okay. And how much more do you need?
Well, you're supposed to every month you have to buy a minimum of $100.
Okay.
To like keep, if people buy under you, then you get some commission off of that. So
sure.
In order to keep that up.
So you're talking about essentially $100 a month. So that's $1,200 a year.
Right.
Minimum. Okay.
Right.
So you're talking about another $700. How did the two of you, when both of you were working, how did you divide up money? How did you pay bills?
We just put it in, you know, one checking account and.
Okay. Let me just say to you, but more or less to everybody, it's the wrong way to do it. And you're finding out why at this very moment.
Right.
You might have been able to find out before that because, for example, he had a daughter from another marriage. And
mm-hmm.
If the two of you divide, if both of you are making the same amount of money, then, which is the easiest way of thinking about it, then you divide all your household expenses, all your bills, in half, and each of you pay half. And then, for example, if you wanted a Porsche and he was willing to have a jalopy, you pay your own car for your own car and your own car insurance, and then you don't have to explain why you want a Porsche. And he can't fuss about that. And if he wants to send his kid to Disneyland on a private jet, it's not your issue because it comes out of his pile, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have shared expenses that you share, by definition, and then each of you have disposable discretionary income that the other one has no say-so over, which also means you can take each other on trips, you can buy each other presents, you can buy, he can buy expensive shoes, whatever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been better to have that set up, although it would have had to have been modified once you started having kids and staying at home. But it would have made it, and also you have some short-term savings and some long-term savings. And, for example, what you might have done, anticipating that you were going to have kids, is either instead of taking your discretionary income and buying Jimmy Choo's, you might have bought CDs. Not the kind you play in a CD player, but the certificates of deposit, anticipating that then you would have an income. And number one. And number two, the two of you negotiate what percentage, you know, how you're going to deal with money when you don't have an income, which would have offset today's issue, which is him saying you can't do this. Because adults can't really do that for one another without dire consequences, and usually no real feasibility either. So it's not only that it's undermining and negative, but it doesn't work. So, but having said that, I'm not beating up on you. It's just that I'm sort of saying to other people going into this, if you set it up right, you don't have this problem down the road. All right, so we got the problem down the road, so let's deal with the road. All right, so at this moment, what is his objection to your working?
Well, he thinks that it's not going to work, that it's... that we're just going to be throwing money away on this stuff, and we can't afford it. And
okay, you see, and so, why? How do the two of you pay bills? Incidentally, do the two of you do it together?
No, it just, you know, goes in the checking account, and they just
okay.
Like,
you can see again why this doesn't work, because if you had $2,000 in the bank in your account. Not your joint account, not your savings account for your kids' college, not the emergency if the furnace breaks down account, but in your account. And you could say to him, let's say that you had $2,000 in there and you needed three, then you could say to him, look, I'd like to float a loan from you for $1,000, and I'll pay you this kind of interest within this kind of time, so I'll pay it back into your account. Or I'd like to borrow it from our long-term education account for the kids, and I'll pay it back with interest. And if I haven't paid it back within 6 months, then I'll dissolve or whatever. So if the system had been set up better, you'd be less in this. But having said that, let's go and figure out basically what's really going on here in terms of the work, and also then we'll look at the alcohol. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who's got a 10-year marriage that's in somewhat disarray right now. She wants to start her own business, and her husband is saying we can't afford it, even though the two of them, before they had children, which was the first four years of their marriage, both worked. Did you make the same amount of money he did, or he made more? What was the income disparity at that moment?
He made more by about $20,000.
Okay, and I don't know what percentage that is, because I have no idea how much. How much did you make?
I made like 40, and he makes like 60, maybe.
Yeah. That would have been perfect. You divide each, you know, all of your expenses into five parts, and he pays three of them, mm-hmm. and you pay two of them, and you would have had some money at this moment. But at this moment, do you have any money that you own at this moment?
Well, you know, I had my own house at one point, and okay. I had that before I married him.
Okay.
And so what happened is when we got married, he moved into the house,
Right.
And then, and he had his own house too.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally sold that house, but I had been, we had our kids there, so I wasn't working for, like, I don't know, 2 years in that house, so he was making, obviously, the mortgage payment.
Right.
But some of that money could actually go into a separate account for me, because, I mean, I, like, put $17,000 towards the house to begin with. So,
okay.
I mean,
all right. Here's what I do. I mean, at this moment, presumably your husband loves you, yes?
Yes.
And you love your husband?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the deal, and then we'll get to the really much more difficult issue, which is the alcohol, of saying, look, I'd like, if at some point in our life, you may decide that you want to change careers, you want to go back to school, you want to take a year off, and I would like to be able to offer that to you. You've given me the number of years of being home with the kids, which is, you know, an enviable position. If we had more kids, you know, I had a job, maybe I could allow you to be the house husband. So let's mm-hmm. figure out what is a fair thing to do in terms of, and I'm willing to have a contract with you that says that you become a shareholder in my company when it starts, or however you want to do it. But I want a couple of years to do this, and mm-hmm. And this is the amount, you know, and I don't want to have to answer to it on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We could get a second mortgage on the house. Is the house in both of your names now, or just yours?
It's both.
Okay. Okay. Did you get any of the returns from his? What did you do with the money that he got from selling his house?
We put it all in one joint account.
Did it? All right. Well, all right. So I would just point out that, look, we're living in my house. What was the down payment that you put down on your house?
$17,000.
Okay. So that's what I do, is I'd say, look, I put $17,000 down on this house. And, you know, we own it jointly, which means, in theory, that if we own it jointly, that you would pay me that $8,500, and that was
right.
An old dollar. So what I'd like to do is borrow against that, and presumably the two of you hopefully have enough money somewhere so you don't actually have to get a second mortgage, although mortgage
right.
rates are really low right now. But to
mm-hmm.
say, you know, in theory, if we'd done this, if we had been married, if we'd been corporations, that
mm-hmm.
when I put you on the house, that I would have, you would have refunded me the half my down payment, and then that we would have owned that place jointly in return. So in theory, there's $8,500 in my goodwill account. I'd like to have the next 2 years to have use that $8,500 as a draw, and the point being that when I have an income and you have an income, then we can begin to divide all the expenses into equal parts, hopefully, if I'm making as much as you are, or if I'm making more, that I'll pay more, or whatever, so that you feel that you have some discretionary income that you don't have to answer for. It's not for the family. If you decide you want a fancy car, you're not taking away money from the family. It's yours. And I'd like to feel the same way. And I would make that argument, because it's a perfectly legitimate argument, that not only it's going to cost him, in theory, $8,500 at this moment, but in the long run, means he can take a year off. Means
right.
he can go back to school. Means if he loses his job, that there's a certain parity here. So,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I would have a time limit on it, not only for his sake, but for yours, because
mm-hmm.
I would make it at least 2 years, because, as you know, new businesses tend to, most 90% of new businesses fail in the first 2 years because they're undercapitalized. Now, you
mm-hmm.
have kind of a minimum outlay that you have to come up with, so you're going to be less at risk. But you also want to presumably figure that this is not a hobby. This is not something to get
right.
you out of the house. You could go take a macrame course. That's what
mm-hmm.
you wanted to do. This is a work situation, and either you can make it or not, and you want to be able to evaluate that within the next couple of years, as should he, so that you have something that brings in some money, not only for you, but for the family, and yada yada. So signing a, you know, a piece of paper, which it's not the point, except for both of you to agree to it, that
mm-hmm.
says, look, I get $8,500 over the next 2 years, and we evaluate, and I'm willing to, you know, pay back that money, although in theory that's your money, but you put it in an account or pay him some interest on it. You guys can figure that out. But, I mean, you're making a logical argument to him that's based on financial theories rather than, look, I do things for you, you do things for me.
Right.
All right, which, because then you're going to have to morph into that difficult thing. Tell me about the drinking. What's, how often does he drink? Why, on what basis is it bothersome to you? Does his behavior change? Does he get angry? Does he turn off? What's the deal here?
His behavior changes, and he's on antidepressants, so that's a big concern to me.
Yeah.
You know? So I talked to him and his doctor, and
What has he said when you say, look, I'm really worried that you're, you know, that you're on antidepressants and you're drinking? What does he say?
He said his doctor told him that the medication that he's on isn't that, you know, the only thing that's really going to happen is it's going to, like, cancel each other out, basically. So
but what kind of doctor, is this a psychiatrist or his family physician?
A family physician.
He needs to be seen. That's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous comment.
Right.
All right. So here's the deal. I would make him the deal because you've got two separate deals, and unfortunately, they're coalescing in an unfortunate time. Because on the one, I'm sure it's occurred to you and it's occurred to him. Let me not start there. I mean, on the one hand, what you're saying to him is, I'm really worried about you. That. You need to go to a specialist, first of all, because it's most of the reason people drink is to change their reality, and they self-medicate, essentially. If he's on antidepressants, then presumably he's not depressed. The primary reason people drink is to change, because they're feeling lousy about it. People don't change their reality if they're feeling happy. They change their reality if they're feeling unhappy. So, number one, it sounds to me that his antidepressant isn't working, or isn't working well enough. Second of all, combining psychotropic medication with alcohol is just plain dangerous as well as stupid. And even if his doctor was right, which he's not, that they cancel each other out, why would you want to use two expensive substances that both have pretty serious ramifications on your body functioning to cancel each other out? If, in fact, antidepressants aren't working and alcohol cancels it out, why don't we just have a glass of water or a cup of tea? So, I mean, this is a ridiculous argument, number one. It happens to be inaccurate as well as ridiculous. He needs to be seen by a psychiatrist. And if we're only dealing with the alcohol issue, what you could say to him is, look, I listen to this woman on the air, and she says that psychotropic medication plus exercise plus therapy works much better than any of the three separately. So I'll tell you what, I'll make your mother's pot roast, or I'll stop whining at you about this if you'll go see a psychiatrist and talk with them about that. And that's possible. The problem is you've got this other issue that you're trying to negotiate as well. So, one of the possibilities, this is your husband, this is not the bank of California, of going and saying, look, I've got two issues with you here. One is, you know, I need for you to listen because I love you and I'm concerned about you. The other is, I want to approach this as a straight financial transaction, and I don't know how to combine the two except that they're both important to me and we love each other, so will you at least listen? And that's probably how I'd approach it, because they're opposite ends of the spectrum. The one, you're asking him to do something for you. You're basically asking him two favors, even though they're not really favors. But that's how it's going to feel to him. It's no matter what I offer her, it's always something else. Understand that presumably part of the reason that he is uncomfortable about you working is several issues, which I'm sure you figured out. One is that what's that going to do to his responsibility to run the house? So you're going to ask him to cook. You're going to ask him to do the laundry. You're going to ask him to do tasks. Are you going to ask him to pick up the kids? How is this going to impact his life? He likes it like it is. So that's number one. And number two, I think the underlying issue of every man whose wife doesn't work, who doesn't want her to work, is if she's financially independent, she'll leave me. You think about both of those for a minute. I'll get right back to you, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquids valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who's had, we've been talking with her for a while, but she's got a relatively complicated problem. And as you hear, when you've got a complicated problem, you got to parse it out. You can't just attack the complication because you won't get any place. You have to kind of divide things up. And it probably occurs to those of you who've been listening since the beginning of the call, so we've not only got Sarah, who's a stay-at-home mom who wants to start a new business, and husband has a drinking problem, but one of the things that I mentioned early on, which is who wanted to have the kids. So let me just give you the perspective from your husband's point of view, which doesn't mean it's right. It just means if you understand it, you're going to better be able to negotiate and not be angry, or if you love me, you do this. What he feels is we do everything her way. When she wants to have kids, I go along with it. When she wants to stay at home, I go along with it. When she wants to live in her house, I go along with it. You know, no matter what I do, she's never happy. Now, you know, and I have the feeling that she's... Do the two of you have a good sex life?
Well, that's the other thing, because, there's some times when I'm angry, and I'm, if he's going to be drinking in front of me and throwing it in my face, I'm not very interested. So that was,
how
that's
often,
the other...
All right, no, I know. I was the one who brought it up, right?
Yeah.
How often are you having sex?
Well, we're having it maybe once a week, maybe once or twice a week.
If we're up to you, how often would you have sex if you were happy with him?
Probably like 3 times a week.
All right, if we're up to him, how often would he like to have sex?
It seems like he's wanting to have it more lately. So, I mean, probably four times maybe.
I don't know what he's on, but one of the absolutely devastating things about antidepressants is a lack of libido. So I don't know whether he's taking his medication. I don't know what doctors got him on, but he needs to be seen by somebody on that. All right, so if we had to choose between the two issues that are more important, which is the more important, the drinking or you getting some money to go to work?
Well, I kind of think they're both. I mean, I kind of feel like I need to be financially secure because I don't know how he's going to be able to. I mean, I negotiated with him the other day about him drinking and driving in the truck. I mean, because he knows I don't like to see him drinking, so he's been drinking and driving in the truck. And I said, that is a horrible love on every level. That's horrible to do, and you can't quit. I mean, you just can't do it. And so,
all right, listen to me. What he thinks you're going to leave him.
Okay.
All right, and you have to understand that. So if that's true, I mean, look, if you're actually planning to leave him, then let him alone about the drinking, except with, you know, when he has the kids. And you're going to have to worry less about money because presumably, you need to get a lawyer. And most states are community property states anyway, so you'd get, you know, half the house and part of his income and whatever. If you're not planning to leave him, then you need to make that clear to him. And do not do it by saying, look, I could get the money if I left you, because that's just a threat. But what saying to him, look, I really love you. I you're everything I've ever wanted, and it just seems to me that somehow our sex life has gone to hell. You know, I want some financial independence, not only because I'd like some independence, but I like to feel like I'm contributing to this relationship as well, that you don't have to do all the hard work. The drinking seems to me a way of not dealing with your feelings, not dealing with the kids, not dealing with me, and it breaks my heart. You also need to get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting, because you can understand what you can do and not do. And I don't know what drinking, because here it just sort of fits into what I was saying before, is he's saying, you know, it's her house, it's her kid, she decides when she wants to go, when she wants to stay. I can't even drink in my own home. So, I mean, this is a guy who's feeling that you don't really love him. And if you don't, then you need to be honest about it. If you do, you need to be much clearer to him about it, because he's feeling that, I mean, you're saying, I don't want to have sex because you're drinking in front of me. He's saying, it's just an excuse. You know, she'll look for any excuse she can. She just doesn't love me anymore. So you need to decide if you're really committed to this dude. And if you are, you need to make him understand that one of the reasons that the drinking bothers you so much is the combination of the antidepressants. One is that it seems like it's tuning you out. That you'd like to have more sex with him. You'd like to have at least 3 times more sex than you're having. You'd like to initiate the sex. You know, it probably means that starting with the drinking is more important than the work. And, you know, borrow the money from your folks or something if you have to, or, you know, do something about that. Because at this moment, he's viewing, if he gives you money, it's just money to start you on a path to leave him.
Okay.
So, you know, and I hate to say that because, and maybe what you could do is take a couple of courses in small business administration. I'm not saying put it off forever. I'm saying you've got a marriage that's so at risk right now that if the issue is only money for your job, I mean, you could divorce him or separate from him and get that. And I don't think that's the issue. If you truly love this guy, then you need to work on the marriage. So, and his, because, you know, you can always get another job. Getting in the marriage is a lot more complicated. And I'm not saying this because you're a woman and I don't think women should work, because, as you know, I feel the opposite. But I think at this moment, you trying to be financially independent is, from his point of view, is tantamount to leaving him. And if it is, then be honest with him about it. If it's not, then you need to reassure him of, look, I'm willing to put this aside for a while and work on us and our marriage, because that's the priority. I love you. I want to go forward with you. And I would like to be able to contribute more financially for both of our sakes. But right now, you know, I want us to have a good, stable marriage. I want you to know that I love you. I want us to have a better sex life. I want you to feel happier so that you're not on antidepressants and still drinking. So let's start there.
Okay.
Do you see? Sorry. Because I think the other argument is just very hard to make. He's going to view it as she's just looking to leave me.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and right. Get started then. And I think for that, it's you need to get to an Al-Anon meeting. He needs to see a psychiatrist, not his family physician.
Okay.
And I'd make the deal with him of, look, I'm willing to put this off for a while because I don't want you to feel that I've got one foot out the door. I don't. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I love you. And don't say things like the family, because he just is going to view that as, you know, he doesn't want to be loved as being a father. He wants to be loved as being your, you know, your sweet babu.
Right, right.
All righty?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sarah. Susanna, what I'm going to do is say hello to you, and you can tell me what's on your mind, and then what we're going to do is put you on hold and let you start off the next hour. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Okay. My issue today is my husband of a year and a half ran into his ex-wife recently, came back very happy, very proud, and I'm trying to process the information that he still holds feelings for her.
How long has he been divorced?
Oh, gosh, 13 years.
When you say very, do you think they slept together?
No, they have not slept together since they've been divorced. I do
okay.
know that.
All right. Well, you think about telling me very specifically why him coming back from, maybe she's put on a lot of weight or something. All right. When we come back, come and tell me why that's disturbing to you, and we'll work through it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart. They're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.